This is the Hawk Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
We were going to take a break, but head coach Toby Renz pops over, and a great time to talk to the head coach after a very emotional win, to say the least. And Coach, you can get tired of these emotional wins. It's been two of them today.
No, they never, you know, they keep you young, but make you age at the same time, I guess.
Your team, again, showed a lot of resiliency, a lot of struggles in the first two sets. After intermission, some issues in the beginning of the third, but they really seemed to start clicking, and we saw a really strong performance there in the fourth.
Yeah, the way we started out in the first set, and I got to take a little of the blame there in the first set. I think we had a four-point lead there at 17-13 it was, and I probably should have called the timeout a little sooner than what I did, but I thought we could definitely get back into the groove of things. And in that first set, we really just tried to power the ball down, and all we were doing is just hitting as hard as we could. And I was very, very pleased with the change that the team made actually in the second, third, and fourth sets, where I really challenged them to mix up their shots, and that really kept them off balance, them meaning Manhattan off balance. And that helped us score quite a bit defensively, because we kept changing up our shots. We would roll, we would tip, we would try and tool off the block, we'd go high seam, we'd go deep cross court, and then in all positions, not just on the outside.
And Coach, there was a lot of long rallies during this match, and it seemed like Manhattan was coming up with some pretty good digs and putting it back at us. And how do you think that the team was able to embrace that challenge?
You know, it's a good point. I'd say in that third and fourth set in particular, we just kind of hit straight forward. Manhattan definitely did come up with some big defensive plays. But to, I guess, UMS's credit, you know, I told them to just stay focused on not try to be three and done, you know, three contacts and done, and just reset and try to have discipline during the rally. And it was those long rallies, you know, where we just tried to have to outwork them. And we talked a lot before the match even started, just like nobody's going to come in here and outwork us in our own house. And then I'm very, very pleased with the effort that we gave, and we didn't really allow anyone to outwork us today.
Jasmine mentioned during the broadcast that Haley Robinson, not really known as a back row player, but she came up with some magnificent digs throughout this matchup, especially late in that fourth set. Talk about Haley Robinson and her contributions to this game.
Yeah, you know, she always trains as a middle, but in our program, we train everybody to get a lot of repetitions. The middles are going through all the same ball control stuff, and what I like about her is just she's very smooth, and she's super competitive, but, you know, doesn't seem to get flustered too much. But what I saw a lot of her in the spring in particular, her ball control got significantly better in the spring. And, you know, I just saw a steadiness there, somebody that can be reliable. And she made the same clutch plays for us in the spring, so I have no problem throwing her in that position in a back row. It was a defensive specialist position, but I also like her size back there. You know, she's got good range and strong hands, and that's exactly what she did. She came up with a lot of digs and clutch plays, and then some good swings, and mixed it up in the front row too.
Pair of aces for Robinson as well. She seemed to really be getting it done wherever she was today. And really strong play from your usual suspects, Susanna Andrushkova, Lucia Babich. We saw a bit of Kirsten Fink later on. Talk about, now that you have Fink back and she's really starting to work her way back into full-time work, how helpful it can be when you have a long day like this and you can bring in Fink for Petra.
Yeah, you know what? What I did is I put her in there a couple of times in terms of a key blocking situation. They had been scoring over top of Petra there, and she just gave us more of a physical presence. She got some real good touches, and she also kind of made their outsides alter their shots. And to me, that's kind of what it's more about, that, not just getting a block straight down, but getting them to alter their shots, get in their head a little bit, you know. And she did just that, so I'm very pleased with that.
And this was a pretty emotionally draining day, and physically draining as well.
Yep.
A couple of very tough matchups, and two of the toughest matchups we've seen thus far this season. Talk about how these sort of games really can push your team forward, harden that resolve, and get you going as you head into tougher parts of the season.
You know, we kind of, we've, I guess we've made deposits into the emotional bank account, if you will, and they have a lot to reflect on now and draw on when they're in this situation next time. And they've had success here, too. So, yeah, a variety of a 3-0 win this weekend, a 3-1 win, and a 3-2 win. And, you know, twice we lost the first set, and we made some really good adjustments, and so I'm very pleased with that and how they came back and ended up getting the upper hand.
We'll let you get out of here with this one. Your team's headed on the road. Before you open up conference play, you're headed to UNC Wilmington for three matchups next week, your first road trip of the season. Talk about your preparation this week.
Yeah, we're not going to know what to do, I guess. We have to get on that bus, you know, come Thursday, but looking forward to it. You know, it's also a team bonding situation, and we're going to see some very, very good competition down there, and we'll be ready for the challenge.
Well, Coach, it's been a fun time talking to you all weekend. We look forward to seeing you after the road trip when conference play starts against Howard next 2 weeks from yesterday.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the coverage.